From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jack Kosowski. According to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, the number of newly confirmed coronavirus cases in Missouri has increased by 172. Boone County has had 87 positive coronavirus cases, with only 7 active cases as of today. The increase brings the total number of cases in the state to 5,283 since the first reported case last month. 13 more deaths have also been confirmed, bringing the total to 165. The latest figures come a day after Governor Mike Parson extended his statewide stay-at-home order through May 3rd. According to the Missourian, MU Healthcare will be participating with other hospitals nationwide with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the American Red Cross. The goal of the partnerships is to test whether the convalescent plasma from those recovered from COVID-19 can help treat other patients battling the virus. Plasma infusion has been used to prevent and treat infectious diseases. To be eligible to participate in the program, adults must have had a previously documented positive COVID-19 test, must be free of symptoms for 14 days, and must receive a negative test for COVID-19. The program is unpaid and voluntary. Room in Columbia, I'm Jack Kosowski. According to the Missourian, both COVID-19 drive-through testing sites in Columbia run by MU Healthcare and Boone Hospital will be closed on Sundays beginning this weekend. Both hospitals are changing weekday and Saturday drive-through testing hours. For MU Healthcare site, it will be open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on weekdays and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. For Boone Hospital site, it will be open from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on weekdays and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Two advocacy groups are suing to make sure absentee ballots are available for Missouri voters who are isolating themselves because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Dan Margulies reports.
The class action lawsuit names Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, as well as the Kansas City, Jackson County, and St. Louis election boards. The suit was brought by the NAACP and the League of Women Voters and seeks a court ruling declaring voters can cast an absentee ballot by invoking Missouri's confinement due to illness excuse because of the pandemic. Elections in Missouri are slated to take place in June and August, as well as the presidential election in November. The ACLU, which represents the plaintiffs, said that requiring voters to be physically present at polling stations to vote would endanger their health. I'm Dan Margulies.
I'm Jack Kosowski, KBIA News, Columbia.